Somebody who sells a house within a city that does not have a wall around it, the seller has a preferential treatment of somebody who sells a house within a walled city, and he also has a preferential treatment of somebody who sells a steh, who's a field that he inherited from his father. Nigalim the nigalim miyad. You could redeem it, and it could be redeemed immediately. The nigalim kosh name after chodesh kibbutz, and it could be redeemed throughout the first 12 months, just like somebody who sells a house within a walled city. Somebody who sells a house in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, it has certain dinim of about the erichoma, which is that it could be redeemed immediately and throughout the first 12 months, as opposed to somebody who sells a steh achuda cannot redeem it before 2 years are up. And the house is returned to him when Yovo arrives, and so too, when you redeem the house in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, you can subtract some of the purchase price according to how many years the lokeach had the bite, as opposed to somebody who sells a house within a walled city. It does not get returned to him in Yovo, and when you do buy it back within the first year, you cannot subtract any of the purchase price. You have to return the full amount of the purchase. The following houses also have it in, like batei chaserim, houses that are sold in a city that doesn't have a wall around it. Shtei chaserim shel shnei batim, af al pi shemukafen chayma mimos Yehoshua ben Nun, hari elu kebatei chaserim. Somebody who sells a house in a city which is very small, it only has two courtyards, with two houses in each courtyard, in such a case, even though the city had a wall around it from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, and had it in like batei chaserim, as if it doesn't have a wall around it, as we saw earlier, in order for a house to have a din like batei erichoma, it has to have at least three courtyards and two houses in each courtyard. That's the minimal amount that the city has to have in order to be considered a city which has a din like batei erichoma. Yisrael that inherited a house from his grandfather who was a Levi. And this house was in one of the Ariel Levim, one of the 42 cities that the Levim lived in Eretz Yisrael. And the city had a wall around it, and the Yisrael sold the house. And now he wants to buy back the house. The Gemara said we have to read it like this. Ain the goyel ella keseder hazeh. When the Yisrael buys back the house, it can only buy it back according to the dinim of somebody who sold the house in a batei erichoma in a city that is not one of the Ariel HaLevim. That he can only buy back the house within the first year. After the first year is up, he loses his right to buy back the house. As opposed to a Levi that sells the house in one of the Arei HaLevim, he has a different din. He can buy back the house even after the first year. He doesn't lose his rights after the first year is up. But in this case, even though the house is in one of the Arei HaLevim, since the Yisrael is the one that owns the house, he can only buy it back within the first year. The same Levi sheyorash is Avi Imo Yisrael, ain a goyel keseder hazeh. And so too a Levi that inherited a house from his grandfather was in Yisrael. He inherited a house within a walled city that was not one of the Arei Levim. When he sells the house, again, in a goyel ella keseder hazeh, he can only redeem it according to the dinim that Yisrael has when he sells the house in a walled city. He can only buy it back within the first year. Even though he himself is a Levi, since the house is not in one of the Arei Levim, he can only redeem it within the first year. Shenemar, this we learn out from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kibate are halavim, atiyehe Levi uva are halavim dibrei Rebbe." The pasuk says, "Kibate are halavim." When a Levi sells a house in one of the are halavim, he can buy back the house even after the first year. And according to Rebbe, we learn out from this pasuk, this din is only true if it's a Levi that originally owned the house and the house is in one of the are halavim. But if it's Yisrael that owns the house, even if the house is in one of the are halavim, he can only buy it back within the first year. And if it's a Levi that owns the house, but the house is not in the Arei Levim, again, he can only buy it back within the first year. The Chachamim say the pasuk is only referring to Arei HaLevim. Only if the house is in one of the Arei Levim can the house be bought back even after the first year. But according to the Chachamim, even if it's Yisrael that owns the house, since the house is in Arei HaLevim, it has a din as if a Levi owned the house and he can buy it back even after the first year. So Chacham agree with only one of the two cases that we had before. In a case where a Levi owns a house that is not in the Arei HaLevim, then the Chacham would agree that inhabitants like a regular house within a walled city. But if the Yisrael owns a house and one of the other Alevim, in such a case, it has it been as if a Levi owns the house and he can buy it back even after the first year. Ain't in Southern Migras. The low Migras. A Migras is a seven amas around the city that has nothing there. There's no houses there, nothing is planted there. That's Lenoi Ha'ir. It's decorative for the city that a seven amas around the city should be open. And the Sadas were further out from the city after there's a thousand amas. And the Mishnah tells us we can't turn a Sada into a Migras. The Sadas that are farther out from the city, we can't turn it into a Migras and say that nothing should be planted there, it should be open. And so too, we can't turn a Migras into a Sada. The seven amas around the city that have nothing planted there, that's Lenoi Ha'ir, it's decorative for the city, so we can't turn them into a Sada and start planting things there. And so too, we can't turn a Migras into an ear. The seven amas around the city, we shouldn't start building houses there. And so too, we shouldn't turn an ear into a Migras. We shouldn't turn part of the city into a Migras and to knock down the houses and say that it should be open over here and nothing should be built here. I'm a Rabbi Eliezer, B'medvar Mamurim, B'arei HaLevim. Rabbi Eliezer says, the dinim that we just mentioned is only true by the city of the Levim. Avabar Yisrael, Osin Sada Migras, V'lo Migras Sada. But the city in which Yisrael live in, not the Levim, in such a case it has a different din. A Sada you can't turn into a Migras. If you want to have a Migras that's more than 1,000 amas and stop planting in the Sadas, you can do so. But you can't turn a Migras into a Sada. A Migras with 1,000 amas around the city that's open and nothing is planted there, you can't start planting things there, even by the Ari Yisrael, since the Migras is in Noi Ha'ir. Migras here, below here Migras, Kedesh Lo Yachrivu, is Ari Yisrael. You can turn a Migras into an ear. The 1,000 amas around the city that's open, you can turn it into an ear, you can start building houses there. But you can't turn an ear into a Migras. You can't start knocking down houses around the city and say it should be part of the Migras, the seven amas around the city that has nothing there. In order that we shouldn't destroy the Arei Yisrael, we don't want to destroy cities, so therefore we don't want to turn an ear into a Migras. HaKohanim v'Levim Meichel Olam V'Golim L'Olam Shenemar Gulat Olam Tiel L'Levim. A Kohen or a Levi that sells a house within a walled city or sells a Sada Achuzah that have a different din than Yisrael who sells a Bayis and Arei Choma or sell a Sada Achuzah. As a Kohen or a Levi that sells a Sada Achuzah can sell it forever and be gold, they can redeem it L'Olam forever. Meaning to say that Yisrael that sells a Sada Achuzah cannot do so with less than 2 years left to the Yovel. As we had earlier, when Yisrael sells a Sada Achuzah, the Lokeh has to have it at least 2 years. And since the field is returned to the original owner at the Yovel, if he sold it with less than 2 years left to the Yovel, the Lokeh will not have it for 2 years. So therefore, Yisrael cannot sell the field any longer when there's less than 2 years left to the Yovel. But a Kohen or a Levi have it different. Then they could be Mocho Le'olam, they can sell it always, even with less than 2 years left to the Yovel. And so too, they can buy it back Le'olam, meaning to say that we had earlier that Yisrael that sells a Sada Achuzah, the Lokeh has to have it for 2 years before the Mocho has a right to buy back the field. Even the Lokeh wants to sell it back to the Mocho, he cannot do so until he has it for 2 years. The Kohen and Levim have a different din. When they sell Sada Achuzah, they could be gone, La'olam, they can buy it back, even if the Lokeh had not yet had it for 2 years. And so to a lady that sold the house within a walled city, he could be gone, La'olam, he can buy back the house even after a year, as opposed to a Yisrael who sold the house in a walled city, he only has a year to buy it back. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Gulas Olam, Tia L'Levim. The Levim have a Gulas Olam, they have a right to buy back the houses and the fields that they sold forever.